Here we go with today's Bob Almanac. I want to say hello to the lady that came up and said hi to me. I was at the annual Bram Gala, an annual event up there in my hometown, and was talking to some people there, and she came over and said she listens every morning, so I wanted to say hi. I didn't recognize, she wasn't there long enough. Maybe I know her, I can't remember. Some people that, you know, as you get older, you forget names and faces and things like that. That happens, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sure does.
Sadly, it happened to me, too, at the Rib Fest at the Butchery of Maple Lake. See so many people, and it bothers me that I can't always remember their names.
But and they remember yours.
Try. Yes, of course, yeah. So, but we're trying.
We try our best. Yeah. Nothing pains me more when I can't think of somebody's name, and I gotta go, hello, you. How you doing, guy?
Yeah.
This date, Monday, May 4th, 124th day of the year. This date in 32, we got him.
Talk about excitement at the county jail. It's finally come to pass, and here's the proof. Mr. Alphonse Capone, alias Mr. Al Brown, alias the Big Shot, has met the enemy, and he is there, on his way to the Dearborn Street Station with an escort that'll do credit to a sultan.
Yeah, Al Capone jailed on this date, federal penitentiary in Atlanta. Of course, all those things that he did, racketeering, murder, you know, just being a mafioso. But the thing that they pinned it on him was tax evasion.
Yeah. And that's where he would end his life.
He'd meet his demise, yes. I think he got an STD, if I remember. Was it gonorrhea, syphilis, one of those? One of those took him down.
Yeah.
And that was this date in 1932. How about in 70?
This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
Yeah, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young did a song about it. This was the date, 1970, that four Kent State University students shot and killed National Guardsmen, an anti-Vietnam War demonstration was growing, and things were going on. Nine others were wounded. The four were dead. Memorial services are held annually there in Kent, Ohio, for four dead in Ohio. Neil, do you remember that? You've been like 12 or 11?
I was 11, and I remember it vividly. It was terrifying, because my brother was getting close to college age at that point, and I'm going, oh, my God, is this what's going to happen when you go to college? I mean, come on. Yeah, it's crazy, but I do recall that very vividly.
1970, I was a couple of months old at the most at that time.
Right.
So I don't remember it, but I do definitely remember this.
In a major league pop-up in the infield, Viola says, where is it? Now Jimenez is there, and let's see, anybody see that ball? It stayed up in the air. I don't believe it. That ball stayed up in the air.
Dave Kingman hit a pop fly that found its way into one of those drainage holes on the roof of the Metrodome, and it never came down. They had to go retrieve it.
Yeah, that was crazy. I do recall that as well. What went up did not come down.
They didn't call him Kong for nothing.
No.
Dave Kingman.
That's a major league pop-up if you hit it up into there.
That's what Joe Angel said.
Yeah,
he
said
major league pop-up. Oh, and they're in the major leagues, so I would imagine
that
really any pop-up in the major leagues would be a major league pop-up, technically.
I guess, yeah, when you
technically. All right, 1986.
When you're in the Smokies, come on out to Dollywood. We're sliding down a mountain, makes you feel real good. It's a magic place to spill with family fun. Splashing down together on a raft and a river run. Learn about the craftsmanship.
Dollywood opened on this date. 1986, still open today.
That's, I've never been there. I know you were close to it, but I don't have you. You never went there, though.
They were closed down for maintenance. It was a sorry, folks. Park is closed. The Dolly out front should have told you.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Wally World thing. Wally Moose.
Right.
It was closed, so we couldn't go. You know, I think what happened is somebody got sick on the roller coaster, and they hadn't cleaned it up yet, and When that happens there at Dolly's very, very particular about that. She shuts down the whole park, not just the particular ride to clean it up.
That is thorough.
Yeah, it is. 1986, we had ourselves little Dolly Wood. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
Dale, no power tools.
Oh, what?
No power tools.
You know what? I forgot to brush my teeth.
That is not your toothbrush.
He was on Step Brothers. He was the father of John C. Reilly, the actor Richard Jenkins. That's when they were building the bunk beds.
Oh, yeah.
In the room there.
Yep.
John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell. Funny movie. Funny movie as Step Brothers.
It is very funny.
Yeah, it is. And he was a perfect dad, his boat and the whole thing. He was perfect for that role. He is 79 here today. His big break came when he appeared early in his career on a Spencer for Hire.
Oh.
Spencer for Hire was known as a springboard for young actors throughout Hollywood. Did we just mention Dolly Parton? I think we did.
I want to hold you in my dreams tonight.
Her younger sister, Stella.
Oh, yes.
77 today. This was her biggest hit as an artist. I want to hold you in my dreams tonight on Bob FM.
Just prove how much I love you.
Stella Parton, happy birthday today. One of the Jacksons.
ABC.
In fact, there's two of the Jacksons here. We'll get to that.
I'll see, but let's go bring me ABC. One, two, three, baby, do I need
ABC. The eldest of the boys, Jackie, had your Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, Randy, Michael's in there, of course, Latoya and Rebby. The oldest of the boys, Jackie Jackson, is 75, and he shares a birthday with his mother, the matriarch of the Jacksons,
right?
Is 96 today. I suppose when you have as many kids as Katherine Jackson had or as the Osmond had, there's a greater chance that you'll share a birthday with either a sibling or one of your parents. So Jackie Jackson, 75, and his mother, Katherine Jackson, today, 96 today. Were you into the Jackson 5 back in the early 70s when they just first got going? Eh?
You couldn't help but be.
They're good.
I mean, Michael was...
It's infectious.
You know, yeah. He was a guy my age, and I thought, you know, boy, look at him. How come I don't have any talent?
You had half his talent, and you still did nothing with it.
Right.
So here's Robert Ellis Oral now on our birthday list.
It was love beyond the shadow of a doubt. That's when the lights went out. Like stepping off the corner on a busy street. Like a pretty girl can knock you off your feet. Like a change in the weather or the drop of a hat. Boom, it was over just like that.
Boom, it was over. Robert Ellis Oral, better known as a songwriter and a producer. He was, they had a duet, him and a guy, not a duet, but they actually were a duo. Oral and Wright.
Yeah, there we go. Curtis
Oral
Wright,
Wright,
I think, was his name.
I think you're right as well. He wrote songs such as What's It To You, Clay Walker. You may also know a little ditty by the name of Next To You, Next To Me.
Oh, yeah.
Shenandoah. He wrote that. And he was there at the very beginning. He was the co-producer on Taylor Swift's first album.
Oh, look at him.
So
that probably worked out.
And he did a duet with Carlene Carter that had some top 40 success on the pop charts, believe it or not, for them. So happy birthday, Robert Ellis Oral. We have Randy Travis. He's 67. We play a lot of him. We know what he sounds like, Randy Travis. I know that he's, you know, okay, but he's never recovered from that stroke where he's been able to come back and perform for us.
No.
And that's a shame.
No.
It's awful.
He's had some health issues, had some personal issues, and but we wish him well. One of the great voices.
He was found like face first on a road somewhere, but then he had the stroke as well.
Yeah,
and that was the difficult part. I think you can come back from being naked face down in a road. It's the stroke that sometimes.
Yeah,
you can. Some can come back. Sometimes you can't. Got to avoid those. Fight strokes, please. So Randy Travis is 67. here today. How about, Neil, you know what time it is for you to start chiming along here. Where's my dealio? Oh, did I X out on it? I might have to do the Walton's theme myself. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I should get out the kazoo, actually, shouldn't I?
Oh, that would be timely.
Mary Elizabeth McDonough. She was Erin, one of the Walton's kids.
I think
she was between Mary Ellen and Ben. So she was like in the top half of the chronological order of the Walton's children. I would like to see the Waltons take on the Jacksons. Celebrity family feud.
That would have been a battle.
So Erin Walton today, 65.
Here in America, we honor St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, by donning green, gaily parading, and getting crocked out of our gourds. I'm Martha Stewart. Join me today on Living, where I'll show you some innovative ways to class up this unbelievably trashy holiday.
Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live. She did Celine Dion. She did Martha Stewart. She was part of that bit with Molly Shannon where they did the radio, where they were doing mutual broadcasting or national public radio, where they're doing the food, and then Alec Baldwin was on there, and it was hilarious. Anna Gasteyer is 59.
Well, you can't stay here either. Let me ask you something. Is this a business decision, or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy.
He played Job on Arrested Development. He is the current voice of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup ads.
Oh.
And I see they have peanut butter cups with Oreos in them now.
Nice.
My wife and I, we go, why?
Why?
Don't do it just because you can.
Yeah.
Those are two separate things. We're good with them being separate.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
No, not at all. So there's Will Arnett, also was the voice of Batman. Ooh. In the Batman Lego movie.
Okay.
Will Arnett is 56. Neil, you know this song? You've heard it?
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie.
It's borderline shocking, stunning, and I almost fell out of my chair. This is NSYNC, and one of the members of NSYNC. You've certainly heard of them.
I know NSYNC. Yes. Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
That Bye 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 is probably one of their most, if not their most, recognizable song. Lance Bass, who was one of the NSYNCers, 47. Yeah. Rory McIlroy just won the Masters, six-time major champ.
Pretty good player.
Yeah, and he knows how to get out of trouble because a lot of times his driver will get him in trouble.
Right.
Nobody scrammed. Not many. Phil Mickelson was the same way. Their driver and their tee shots get him in trouble, and they just scramble their way to victory. So he's 37.
Wake up! Wake up! Come on! Where's this school?
I don't want to go to school. 5 more minutes.
Not you, Dad. Me.
Okay.
Get up! Huh? Get up! Time for school.
Another cartoon voice here.
Nemo!
He was the voice of Nemo, the child actor at the time, Alexander Gould, Finding Nemo. Did they find him, Neil? Yeah. Do you know? I never did see that movie.
I believe they did at some point.
All right. Was Ellen DeGeneres one of the people that that was trying to find Nemo? Alexander Gould is 32. And our rapper of the day, YRN Lingo.
Sure.
YRN Lingo. Today, our rapper of the day is 29.
Let's get into Gone But Not Forgotten today. And we talk about this every year. It's rather ironic that the matriarch of the Jackson family also celebrated a birthday with the matriarch of the Osmond.
It's almost like that this date is the nexus of the universe when it comes to big family singing groups, right? Is there any chance, did you look up and see if Mama Cowsill?
No.
Or Mama Partridge?
No.
You know?
And closer to home, I'll have to ask Tony Cacchetti if his mom is celebrating today, because they had, you know, whatever, 9, 10 kids, and they traveled all over in a bus and sang and
they're Minnesota's version of the Partridge family kind of thing.
For sure. So anyway, but yeah, Olive Osman, born on this day, 1925. I guess if you count it, this would be the first concert I ever went to was Maynard Ferguson at the Prom Center. I think it was in eighth grade.
Nice.
And, my older brother and his buddies, they were all band geeks, like, you know, sometimes we are. They're great guys, and they wanted to go see Maynard Ferguson, and I said, yeah, I'm in, and I loved it, absolutely loved it. You know, there was Doc Severinsen and other good, fine trumpet players, but almost nobody better than Maynard Ferguson, born on this day, 1928. Audrey Hepburn was a fine Oscar-winning, Academy Award-winning actress, born on this day, 1929.
Sally, darling, please stop. You're making me blush. But you're right about Jack Fitzsimmons. He's an absolute rat. I guess, of course, I don't really know anybody but rats. Except, of course, Fred here.
Of course, she was in New York, so there were plenty of rats. And did she call George Peppard a rat, or she kind of supposed that he wasn't a rat? He still could be a rat.
He still could be.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes, Breakfast at Tiffany's, My Fair Lady. Some other things, Audrey Hepburn, or I saw Katharine Hepburn in a movie last night, not Audrey though, 1929. Remember, surf music pioneer, kind of gave us that beach sound, Dick Dale, 1937.
Don't forget his deltones.
Nice.
Not his deltoids.
No.
You checked out the lateral deltoid lately? No, the deltones, that was his group. Stuff.
They could get it done.
That surf guitar right there, he kind of invented it, I think.
He did. Yes, he did. Surf music pioneer Dick Dale, 1937. And one more, the one half of Ashford Simpson, Nicholas Ashford, born on this day. His birthday was 1942.
We build it up.
Build it up.
Build it up.
And now it's solid.
Solid as a what, Neil?
Rock, I believe.
Solid as a rock.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you gotta like it. One half of Ashford Simpson, Nicholas, 1942.
Ashford and Simpson.
Yes. What did I say?
You dropped the and.
Oh.
Like it was one
Ashford
person's
and
name.
Ashford Simpson, yep. Yes, yep. For sure. Nicholas there, 1942. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgot.
Your staff missed a couple biggies.
Uh-oh.
My office. It's right across that hall. Any monkey business is ill-advised. Any questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Give you the answer to that question, Mr. Bender, next Saturday. Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The actor Paul Gleason. There he is, Breakfast Club, as the assistant principal. He was like the police commander. And Die Hard, who didn't believe that there was somebody in there helping him out.
Yes.
And he was Beaks in Trading Places.
Oh,
he was
yes.
one in charge of the frozen orange juice futures.
That didn't work out.
And I think he got violated by a gorilla.
I think
and
he
then
did.
One more.
And Bobby, I will put on my trunk, and you will put on your trunk, and we're going to have it out right and ring in NASA Coliseum. And boy, son, I will make you suffer like dog. You be crying for mercy.
The great Mr. Fuji
of
pro wrestling fame, born this day in 1934. Mr. Fuji teamed up with George the Animal Steel. They were the opponents when Hulk Hogan tapped Mean Gene Okerlund to be his tag team partner at the Met Center in 1984.
Oh,
and
nice.
The product of that is this wonderful workout video between Hulk Hogan and Mean Gene Okerlund. It's on YouTube. You should check it out.
I will have
it
to.
It is probably the best. And now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, you know what week this is? This is an American Pressure Week on Bob Almanac.
Oh,
we want to thank
nice.
The
yes.
preceding Bob Almanacs for the rest of the week and the preceding Bob Almanac here for today, thanks to American Pressure, huge inventory of pressure washer parts, accessories, American Pressure ships the same day. Their pressure techs come right to you and get your machines fixed, working the way they should. American Pressure in Robbinsdale. Go to AmericanPressure.com. Spray It, Don't Say It, brought to you here by on the Almanac, and then our Bobathon brought to you by Logan Companies. And would you like to start it with Mary Chapin Carpenter, Down at the Twist and Shout, Me Vita Loca, Pam Tillis, or Waylon Jennings Is Wrong?
I know there's somebody out there trying to guess along with me this morning. And it's got to be Waylon.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest.